Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6. It reads, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" A defiant phrase, a confident statement that we can say. And the writer to the people, Hebrews he's writing to in that first century, were people who I believe were struggling with their confidence. They had had greater confidence in the past, and yet things had happened to them. Perhaps their suffering had gone on longer than they expected. Perhaps the return of Jesus was delayed beyond what they expected. Perhaps they had thought that life would get easier. Perhaps they had thought that some more of their neighbours and family would have become Christians and joined the faith by now. Perhaps they're not seeing the second generation grow up to love God as they had. Perhaps they are just getting weary. So we see all through the book of Hebrews, these kinds of things are in the background. And as he comes towards the close of his letter, his word of exhortation, the writer wants his people to turn their gaze upon Jesus Christ and to God, and to have that confidence to say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" And so he reminds them of Psalm 118, verse 6, which is, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" And Psalm 56, verse 11, "In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" And he seems to be adding that to Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." He's putting those thoughts and ideas all together, passages that would have been familiar to these people he's writing to. And I think this is summarizing the first five verses in a way, when he has said in verse 1, "Love each other. Don't get caught up in all this stuff you're afraid of and worried about. Instead, do the right thing. Do good things. Do love one another as brothers and sisters, as the family of God. Entertain strangers, visit those in prison, get alongside those who are mistreated, honor marriage, keep that marriage bed pure, and keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content. God's with you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. So say together with me," it's like he's saying, "say with me with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" This would be a great verse to memorize and to say to oneself through the day as we bump up against things that are difficult, difficult feelings, difficult events, confrontation, criticism, persecution, or just an inner voice of doubt and fear that we feel from time to time, to the temptation to compromise and to give in to sin. "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" In verse 4, it seems that pleasure is the temptation. In verse 5, it seems that possessions are the temptation. And perhaps in verse 6, it's popularity that's the temptation, that we want to be popular, we want to enjoy possessions, we want to have great pleasure. Well, none of those things in themselves are wrong, but God must be greater than any of them. And the temptation to compromise because of pleasure, possessions, or popularity must be something we resist. It does not mean that ambition is sinful. Just that ambition is designed to satisfy what God alone can satisfy. That is not only fruitless, but sinful. No, it is God that satisfies. He satisfies our relationships. He satisfies our ambition. He satisfies us in ways that nothing in this world possibly can. So let us together, today, frequently, throughout the day, say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you as you go through your day today. I will be saying that to myself this day. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.